Welcome to the fourth version of the Expanded Budget Committee. Oh, it's the fifth version. I just got corrected on that. I was thinking fourth. We have another list of important departments to be to have making presentations to us tonight. When I think about these meetings, I think about all the great work that our departments do for so many of the people in the county. And it's our time that we spend with them is short, even though there are a lot of departments to go through. Before we start on the departments, however, Jason Molino has asked us to, for a few minutes to talk to us about the shelter issue.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. So Kevin has handed out to you this sheet here. It's a kind of a manila sheet. It's also put up on the board up here. It basically shows what we have right now, I think, which is pretty close to what it'll be.
Thank you.
The impact to the proposed tax levy. So, for example, on the left, you see 2018 levy, the 2019 target request levy, the recommended levy, which is the target, plus the target OTRs. The year-to-date change, which is the levy that we would be asking to increase, and then the year-to-year percent change, 1.43%. The year-to-year change in levy is $700,000. Thank you. That came in under, if you look down, bring the cursor down to the 2.2%. That is the adopted fiscal or financial goal you set for us with a levy of just 1.081. So what the if we add in, I guess, we'll go back, we add in the impact of the homeless shelter, RFP, that's been discussed the past few weeks. It's an increase in target of $304,888. Adding that to the new levy and then ultimately giving you your remainder, your available funding, if you, you know, under the target or under the goal, which is about 78, just under 76,000. So assuming, which you have is agreed to that vendor, or that provider for services under the new homeless shelter, adding that or amending the budget to account for that increase for 2019 brings your available funding remaining under target to about $76,000. That's the remaining balance under the financial goal of 2.2%. Yes.
So that is the goal that we set in the spring, but the state cap is.
Oh, it's more than double that. The state cap is, well, technically the state cap is almost 10%. So without the, I'll call the Dryden issue, it would still be just under 5%. So you're well below the state tax cap.
I just wanted to make that distinction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're probably more than half below it, or less than half below it.
And I just want to clarify, this would include all of the OTRs under your recommended budget.
That is correct.
Okay.
As proposed on September 4th.
Right. Okay, thanks.
Yes.
Jason, are you? Do you want to take questions?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sorry. Yes.
Go ahead, Dan.
Was there one? Wasn't there an OTR withdrawn that you had recommended?
There is two that have been withdrawn. One is a target. That's roughly about. That's the school resource officer. That's roughly about 26,000. So that number will increase to about 100,000 now.
Okay.
From 75.
So it's not included.
It's not included in that.
Thank
The other OTR that we just were told of yesterday is the library is removing the one-time request for $40,000 for the book drop. We just found that out yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
But that doesn't impact this discussion here because that's a one-time.
Martha?
thanks, Jason. So I guess, Kevin, it would be good to start tracking the state tax cap on this, because there are all these things that if we don't stay under the state tax cap, we don't get raise the age money and other things happen. So just want to keep that out there as a benchmark, too.
Absolutely.
So
do that.
Thanks.
This year, you'll most definitely be under the tax cap. I'm probably 99.99 infinity on percent sure that you'll be under the tax cap.
I think we can do it, yeah.
Yeah, I think we can do it. That's all I had, Mike. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Jason. Then let's proceed tonight to hear from facilities. The director of our facilities is here, Aurel Lamaro. Welcome, Aurel.
Thank you.
Now, this is in Section 4, page 87 of your big book. There are two over-target requests, 49 and 51, or through 51, excuse me. And so there are three, and they have all been recommended by the county administrator. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening. This is the budget for the facilities department. Just really quick, we provide engineering, maintenance, and cleaning services for all county facilities. There are 15 of them. They range from planning, design, construction management, and then on our operations side, cleaning, maintenance, repair, and renovation of county-owned buildings. This is the recommended budget. 2019 is $4,281,843. It's about a 3.7% increase from the prior year. Most, if not all of that increase, the $160,000, is staffing salary increases and fringes that go along with that. The revenues are a little of revenue for installation of the charging stations for some electric vehicles that departments are purchasing. And also we receive about $28,000 from the airport, their contribution to energy improvements that we did back in 2006. And then also solid waste, being an enterprise fund, they pay kind of maintenance in lieu of rent or rent payment. Full-time equivalents, there's a slight increase from 32.5 to 33 full-time equivalents from prior years. And that's in, we increased a half-time position to a full-time position in our maintenance staffing. This is a historical data that I've presented for many years. When I've eliminated, legislators have asked me to include it. So that basically shows our billing area maintained. The last 15 years, it's a slight drop from 427,000 to 416,000 square feet. Our maintenance costs have decreased over time. We're about 260,000. That covers basically materials. And if we do any contracting, it does not include our labor staffing costs, but it does for anything that's outsourced. And the bottom line is kind of a gauge that I use in square footage maintained by maintenance staff person. It was almost 66,000, and we're in the 46,000, which is close to kind of the industry standard. A similar graph for our cleaning. 323,000 2005, we're at 339,000 square feet cleaned, which is about almost 20,000 square foot per cleaner, which is above kind of what the industry standard is. So we would like to do more, but since we're spread pretty thin, that's what the coverage is per cleaner. We have three OTRs, and they're all one time, and they have to do with the equipment. The first one is for a tractor, and it will replace a 13-year-old tractor that we have, and that's the one on the left. And we're proposing a new tractor, the one on the right, which will also have a cab, and instead of a bucket, it will have a blade. And that basically is used up at the uptown campus, we call it, Health Department Emergency Response Center and Public Safety does all our snow removal for all the walkways that we have, as well as landscaping work. The next OTR, number 50, is also one time. For a maintenance vehicle replacement, and it's for one of our maintenance trucks that is exceeded a service life, poor condition, and is used for snow removal operations and as well as maintenance. That's the one existing on the left. Proposed, couldn't get a gray online image, but that's close to what it is on the right. And the last OTR is also for a maintenance vehicle. It's the one that is used by our Deputy Director of Facilities, Alan. It's actually 18 years old, believe it or not, and it's served us well, and it's on its last legs, and so we're looking at replacing that vehicle as well next year. Those are the total three OTRs. As far as challenges ahead, it's kind of the same for us. It's really allocating limited resources. Most of it is staffing in the most effective way to maintain and operate our existing buildings while maintaining customer satisfaction, which is always a challenge. And then the next one is increasing our preventative maintenance efforts as opposed to really most of the time is being overcome with unplanned and emergency maintenance efforts. Focus areas for next year are to complete the Center for History and Culture project, continue our facilities restoration projects, hopefully do an old jail improvements project that you'll hear more about on Monday, do the Health Department parking lot improvements project, increase PM, explore additional energy reduction opportunities, enhance workplace environment, and enhance our customer relations. And these are the restoration projects, somewhat ambitious for next year, but I've set them up as far as priority. The first one would be at the Human Services Building, an elevator modernization and upgrade project, and also a carpet replacement at the old courthouse, fire alarm system upgrade, and HVAC system upgrades at the old jail, also an elevator modernization upgrade project and carpet replacement at the main courthouse elevator modernization upgrades as well, and a fire alarm system upgrade. Court complex and electrical service and distribution system upgrade, and at the mental health building, a fire alarm system upgrade as well as a carpet replacement project. Oh, and at the public works facility, roof replacement over their highway maintenance shops. And these are quick pictures. The Human Services Building elevator upgrade, it's 20 years old. We've had serious problems with the elevators in the past, and we're looking at upgrading that. Carpet replacement, it's 19 years old. It's served well, but it's wearing. At the old courthouse fire alarm system upgrade, it's a 40-year-old system. Also upgrading the HVAC system at the old courthouse. It's 40 years old. 40. At the old jail elevator modernization upgrade, that's a 24-year-old elevator. And as far as elevators go, that's old. To me, that's not old, but the electronics and such for those systems, it's getting harder and harder to get replacement parts. Also, an elevator carpet replacement. We had intended, and there actually is tape there. I didn't put it just for the pictures, but we had planned to do that this year, but since we are exploring, we've been looking at space needs in that building and looking at a possible capital project next year and talking to Jason, we decided to delay that another year. The main courthouse and also an elevator modernization project. That elevator is 45 years old, and it's actually the one that's given us the least problems. It's the oldest, but it's given us the least problems. Fire alarm upgrade in that same building, 35-year-old fire alarm system. At the old jail, and basically the old jail, main courthouse, and old courthouse, it's the upgrades to the electrical system. And carpet replacement at the mental health building. That's 25 years old. And also fire alarm system upgrade. That's original to when the building was built. And roof replacement over, as I said before, the maintenance, highway maintenance shops. And then the health department parking lot. So we're actually looking at doing improvements to the entire parking lot. If you've been up there, you see that it's deteriorating. The water table is high in that area. And so we're going to remove actually almost all of the asphalt and replace the base, go lower as far as thicker base, and replace that. We had also done a study to see had TCAT continued bus service to that building, whether we would have to do additional reinforcement to the pavement surface, and we would not. That the what we are planning to install there will be adequate for bus traffic. These are just some pictures of the existing condition. And then just to let you know, the project that what we've done this year as far as a large capital project is the Center for History and Culture. That's the before, which actually looks better than the after. I think because that one was taken during the fall when there were no leaves, so you could actually see the front facade. This one I just took this morning, and all the leaves are there, so you can't really get a good view. But trust me when I tell you that we've actually painted that whole front of the building and replaced, at least on the left slide, all of those windows are energy-efficient windows. The ones on the left already are, so we didn't have to replace those, but the ones on the right are. So, but it's hard to tell from this previous slide, which does look better than this one. Let's see. This is a before. If any of you ever went to the bank there, that's what it looked like before, which also looks better than the during. So we've removed the planters as you enter into that atrium. They're modifying that ramp. And that's basically the teller space. It's opened up. We're doing putting sprinkler system throughout the building that did not exist before, fire sprinkler system throughout the building that did not exist before. And being that it's an old building, we're encountering a lot of challenges that were not readily apparent when we were doing the design of the building. And that's my presentation. Do you have any questions?
Before I open it to questions, Zarell, can I just make one personal comment? The information you provided us is very similar to what other departments are doing, and thank you for that. But I think the way you have displayed it here with the dark blue background and the colors really makes it more readable for us here on the floor. I don't know if others feel the same way, but I just wanted to compliment you on that.
I did research about 15 years ago about colors for PowerPoints because I used it many years ago when I started using it, and that's what they said, that the kind of the blue and that orange is good for PowerPoints than just the white on black.
It also statistically, yeah. You get yes responses when you use blue opposed to green, right?
The blue with orange.
I didn't want to say that.
Prove that, right?
Questions. Let's start with Ann Corman.
Thanks, Harrell, for your presentation, and I concur about the colors. So,
thank you.
So, a couple questions I had as far as with the equipment replacement. Does that include being able to sell and recouping any money from the sale of the equipment that's in, like, you know, the truck or the Jeep?
Yeah, I mean, yes, we hope to. We will take it to auction. Usually it's September auction of next year. We would put the trucks, the two vehicles. We'll probably get more for the pickup truck, the gray one, than for the Durango because it has some transmission problems, and the tractor as well has transmission problems. But yes, we would expect to get some through auction, some money back on those vehicles.
Can that be figured into here?
We didn't figure that, but we could. We don't know at this point what we might get for those, but we have not figured that in the cost.
Just looking
of the OTR.
You know, like hard choices for, you know, for the budget, just trying to keep it as low as possible. So I'm just wondering about those figures. And then also had a question as far as with